We received some definitions of love, and we've looked at some, I guess you could say, an illustration dash definition of love as given to us in 1 Corinthians 13. Let's look a little bit more at the whys now. Why we love. And let's start with, I'm not saying this is the only starting point. I'm not even suggesting that. But this is just where I'd like for us to start. Kind of give us a base at which to start. St. John chapter 14, beginning at verse 23. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Now, I think it's good for us to grab hold of a truth there, looking at the connection between love and obedience. The Lord Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Now, let's first focus for a few minutes on the phrase my teaching. My teaching has to do with more than just thinking about one or two of some of your favorite principles that you have heard someone discuss with regards to Jesus' teachings, or even that you have read yourself in the Word of God. It's more than just grabbing your favorite two principles, because you know how a lot of times we humans are, even those of us who are Christians. We will decide, hey, you know what? I really like what Jesus had to say about this topic, because this really reinforces some of the other principles and values that I have decided are important to me. And since these scriptures, this teaching really corroborates and confirms the value of these principles that I have decided are important to me, then I'm going to say I decided that I really like this teaching that Jesus gave about this particular subject. And we can so easily move on from there to basically dismiss many other principles that Jesus also taught, which makes it clear that our focus isn't really on Jesus. Our focus is on looking for what Jesus said that confirms us, that helps us with our agendas. We've just basically set his agenda aside. And that's one of the ways that we know whether or not we truly love Jesus. If we truly love him, we will be unwilling to set his agenda aside. We will acknowledge Jesus has an agenda. He's God. His agenda is divine and it is perfect. And we will learn as much as we can, learning more and more and more and more about Jesus' agenda. And we'll come alongside him and do more and more and more to support him in furthering his agenda and accomplishing. And a lot of those other agendas have to do with what we have determined will please us apart from Jesus, and or will please other people apart from Jesus. In other words, whether he's pleased or not. And if we've just got to satisfy our consciences, we'll just lie and say, well, I know Jesus is pleased with this, when we know full well he is not pleased with us deliberately, willfully cutting short the level and intensity and the reach of our activity in supporting him with the development of his agenda, his mission. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. We will be continually poring over Jesus' word, just studying that word and absorbing those principles. I mean, analyzing them for the purpose of understanding them so that we know how to apply those principles, apply the values that Jesus illustrates in his written word, so that we understand what he demands of us, what he commands of us, so that we can do what he commands of us, so that we can do more and more and more of what he demands of us as we reach for perfection, trying to do all that he commands of us. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Part of the reason that we open ourselves to the love of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to pour love into our hearts, is so that through that love, we will be empowered to obey the Lord our God. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Listen to verse 24. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. You notice the word here is singular. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching, singular, not teachings, plural, my teaching, singular. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching, singular. The Lord expects us and requires of us that we learn more and more and more about what he has to say about life, and we understand how what he said about this subject combines with what he said about that subject. We understand how this part of his word in this particular book, in this chapter, sheds light on, helps us understand what he said about something else in a different book and a different chapter. Seeing how it all comes together to make a whole, a unified whole teaching. And we obey all of that teaching. How willing are we, ladies and gentlemen, to love the Lord and obey all of his teaching, all of his commands, all of his teaching? Let's work on that. Let's give it some thought. I mean, and really deeply consider it. See if we can let some of life's best moments come through us as we bring a smile to the face of our God by loving him and obeying him. I'll be right back.